We're dedicating the shiur for Fu'a Shlema for our Rebbe, Rav Chaim Ovadia Ben Georgia, that Rav Shalom was visiting yesterday at 12 at night. Baruch Hashem, Rav said now, Baruch Hashem, we had the merit to drop few tears yesterday night, and this morning he woke up and he put tefillin. Wow. All of Am Yisrael are praying on him. All of Am Yisrael woke up to all of the world praying on him. So this is the beginning of the year, just now started the year. Baruch Hashem, the most beautiful month in the year, the month of Tishrei, all of the holidays, a month that's full with holidays, full with light. Huge lights on top of lights. Amazing beginning of that year. All of that, everything that we went through, all of those preparations, praising Hashem, the Creator, that He knows exactly, very carefully He knows how much people should succeed in this world. So He prepared us in such a long time, almost a complete month of preparations. Almost a complete month that we're preparing ourselves and preparing, fulfilling ourselves with spirituality. All of that for what? Honoring the Rav Naftali, the supervisor. And all of that for what? That we're going to make it to succeed this year. That we're going to have the ability to succeed this year. There is a book here that it calls The Greatness of the Torah and Her Learners. We should all know that the author of that book made a wonderful job. The world been created for the Torah. Where is it written from? From the first word in the Torah, Bereshit. Rashi wrote on that, that the word Bereshit is calling us to explain it. That the Torah, she is called Reshit, the beginning. The world been created for the Torah. So the world been created that people going to learn Torah. Like that it's written, that Hashem took the man and put him in Gan Eden to serve, to work over there and to keep it. And what's the translation for those words? That Hashem took the man. Where He took him from? From Mount of Moriah. This is the place that after a while the Beit HaMikdash been built on. So the translation is explaining that actually to keep the Torah and to fulfill the obligations. This is what it means, Le'ovda ul'shomra. To work means to serve Hashem and to keep the mitzvot. The man in heaven, he was supposed to work, to harvest and to plant. So Chazal are answering, to work and to keep means the Torah mitzvot. To keep the path of tree of life. And there is no life except of Torah. And the one that living are the one that keeping. So the world been created for the Torah. And first man that been created for the Torah. Chazal said that the Torah was supposed to be given by Adam HaRishon. There is nothing more suitable, fit, to be given by no one else except of the first man, Adam HaRishon. He is the creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Creator, Borei Olam. So actually it was supposed to be like that, that the first man, he would be the one that's going to hand the Torah to the rest of the species, of the human being. So the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the creation was to create the man, that he gonna multiply, gonna have kids, and gonna give them the Torah Kedosha. And like that, the Torah, she was in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he decided to give it, so it was supposed to be given by the first man, Adam HaRishon. This is all the words from the Midrash. But when Adam HaRishon sinned, and the Yetzer Hara, bad thoughts, been created inside of him, so he lost that merit of giving, handing the Torah to his sons. And all of the first generations of the sinners and bad generations that were there were not worthy to accept the Torah. And soon we're going to learn and we're going to see that until the generation has been purified, been cleaned, until Moshe Rabbeinu came. So it's all words of Chazal that are written, all coming that we are going to understand that this was the first will, this was the main intention of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Noach also, he learned Torah. Like that it's written, all of the pure animal, he would take seven, male and female, and the impure, he should take two and two. And Rashi was explained it, Rashi is explaining over there, that Noach was learning Torah. He was learning and teaching what is pure animals and what are impure animals. This is how the Torah passed through Adam HaRishon to Noach. And actually the Torah was being learned through the generations. And Noach also had the Torah, and he also gave it to one of his sons. And from him to Avraham Avinu, Shem and Ever, they learned and they gave it to Avraham Avinu. So they're asking in the Midrash, how did Noach had Torah? So Adam HaRishon had Torah and gave it to Shet, his son, and Shet gave it to Chanoch. Every one of them lived 1,000 years almost. So one was living with his father for a few hundreds of years, so they had time to learn one from each other.
Okay.
So, Rabbi Yose is asking, if the Torah was in the Beit Midrash of Shet, so why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was supposed to teach the sons of Noach seven mitzvot of Bnei Noach? Seven. Why wouldn't teach them all of the Torah? So, the Zohar is answering that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, really the Torah was exist, but he said, if I'm going to tell them to listen to all of my Torah, they're going to break it, all of that burden. They will not going to carry it. And they will say, we don't want it all. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to himself, I'm going to give them few things, a little bit, and that they're going to keep it. And from that, with time, they're going to keep it all. And then they're going to learn all of the rules and all of the obligations. Until they're going to come a generation that's going to be worthy for that, fit for that, to heal. Rabbi Chama, the son of Rabbi Chanina, said, never from our forefathers, in no generation there was no yeshiva that people were sitting and learning. Always, in every generation, there was a Beis Midrash. There was a wise person that was teaching, and I'm just, man, everything is that written in that is very important from those midrashim that he's bringing in that wonderful book is important. A lot of verses, proofs. But I'm just bringing the main ideas. The Torah, it's the purpose of all creation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for the Torah. And also the first man, he created him for the Torah. But the world and people, that they are spoiled in sin. So Baruch Hashem, we have that merit that we can see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us between the one that sits and learns inside of Beit HaMidrash. So all of those wonderful preparations that we had is that now we're going to be able to sit and learn Torah, and we're going to succeed learning the Torah. It's a complete book. A lot of midrashim, a lot of things that talks about importance of the Torah. Very important to learn it, to get stronger. The Likutei Moharan is starting with a Torah that explains that by the limud of the Torah, a person can have the ability to crown Hashem Yitbarach and to accept on himself and to serve the Hashem and to be able to fight against the Yetzirah, to conquer the Yetzirah. What is the Yetzirah? It's thoughts, bad thoughts. Good midot. What are those good midot? It's thoughts, good thoughts. Let's explain it. That you are not going to think that it's just a theory. Today that there is a computer, it's very easy to understand how the thoughts of the person works. Let's take a computer. And we're going to put all rules of physics inside of it. A program with all rules of physics. If you're going to ask him questions in math, he will not going to know how to answer you. Only physics. What that you have inside, this is what that you have. So the person, the man, is exactly the same. You're feeding yourself with something, nurturing yourself with something. If now you took that a person is that the person is explaining to himself that the person have to be takif, offensive, that you're not allowed to give up, that you have to chase after justice, you're not allowed to give up on nothing. So this is who that you are. This is how you're going to be. He's going to be angry. He's going to be nervous. This is what that he thinks that it's the success. This is how you should be. This is how that it is in all subjects, between couples, between friends, where the bad attitudes, bad behaviors went out from the bad thoughts that the person have in his mind. But if he's going to think to himself, who is a hero, person that holds himself, that know how to conquer this anger, and only by mercy, only by love you can educate, only by peace, by happiness, and by giving. So his reactions, his actions, his behavior are going to be a result of all of the good thoughts. So the midot, the behaviors, are a result of the thoughts of the person. Every lust, every bad desire is a result of a bad thought. So this is why our rabbi, Rabbi Nachman Libreslev, said that a good yetzer is good thoughts, and the bad yetzer is bad thoughts. If a person have that merit, that he's fulfilling himself only with good thoughts, he will not going to have no yetzerah at all, zero. Zero yetzerah. If he's going to fill himself only with good thoughts, that it's all coming from a good reason, and whatever Hashem is doing is from a good reason, and that even if a person fail, he can do tshuva and he can fix it all, like that Hashem Yitbarach said to Cain, why you fell? Why your face fell down? Why you're angry? If you're gonna do tshuva, you're gonna climb, you're gonna get over it. If a person is gonna build himself with those thoughts, good thoughts, even if you failed, it's just for your own benefit, that you're gonna learn how to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now you're gonna learn. Now you're going to be able to learn things that you could not learn before. And the way that he's going to feed himself, this is how he's going to live. This is how he's going to behave. What is sadness? What is despair? It's bad thoughts. What is happiness? Good thoughts. Besimcha, it's the letters of the word b'machshava. Machshava. Besimcha, it's the same letters of machshava. Good thoughts is good yetzer. Bad thoughts, it's yetzer hara. When you're not explaining, so it's hard to understand. But actually, now you can understand. All of the Yetzer Hara and Yetzer HaTov, it's all in the thoughts of the person. Now you can understand it. If you're going to have only good thoughts, you're going to have only good Yetzer. You're going to have bad thoughts, you have Yetzer Hara. If you're complaining and you're saying, what happened to you? What are you saying? All thoughts of sadness and depression and chasing after yourself and anxieties and confusions, all bad thoughts, simple as it sounds, it's bad thoughts. But when a person have that merit, after that we learned and now we can understand, what's the power of learning Torah? That when a person is learning Torah, and with understanding, that he know what he's learning, not only reading. Alright, also when a person just reads, it's also got qualities, the good things happening through that, but it's not perfect. The perfect way of learning is to know, to understand what that you learned. Like that we said, Baruch Hashem, every mitzvah has got the power. It's renew the person, push away the bad from him. It's good. It's good, got power, but it's not uprooting the bad in a perfect way. Only by reading, even that it's very holy, the thing that is uprooting the bad thoughts, it's the knowledge of the Torah. And this is the greatness of the books that have been written by us. That they are the inner part of understanding and knowing the Torah, the simple faith, the being happy, the wisdom how to behave in Shalom Bayit. Yesterday came to me a Jew. Amen. Amen. the Rav Kanievsky, Rav Kanievsky told him, that person came to Rav Kanievsky and told him that Rav Shalom Arush changed all of his life problems, domestic problems of Shalom Bayit. He read the book and he came to the house. His wife told him, something changed in you. The helpers of Rav Kanievsky told that to Rav Shalom. That person came to Rav Kanievsky and told him that Rav Shalom changed his life of Shalom Bayit. Just he read the book, Garden of Peace. His wife saw something changed. You have a new mind, new brain. The wife, she was fighting with him, mamash. And he wanted to go to Uman, and she was against it. And then in the end, the wife, she was pushing him. She told him, you should go, I think you should go. The thoughts, when a person is learning and he understands what that he learned, the books, it's the purpose of the Torah. This is how you're going to achieve faith. This is how you're going to achieve happiness. That's how a person going to educate his kids with love. That he's going to be a human being. This is the essence of how you should, of the Torah Kedoshah. This is the purpose of the Torah Kedoshah. It's those books. And now, that book, Briti Shalom, the helper of the Chalban, amen, that is one of the righteous people in the generation, most righteous people, he gave Rav Shalom $1,000 to be part of the typing, the next typing of the book. He told him, I want to be part of it. He told him, I'm not dropping that book for a moment. I'm reading it again and again. He told him, there is no day that I'm not learning in that book and teaching. It's the book, the most important book that came down to this world ever before. And this is a rabbi that learns Kabbalah all day long. And he told him, even Avrechim that never sinned, they read that book, they woke up. It changed their lives. Yesterday, a Jew came to me and told me, I'm not moving away from this book. Salvation is in Parnassah. My Parnassah becomes to be so easier. Mamash, you can see the kindness of Hashem Yitbarach. So he, from himself, they were making an advertising in a newspaper on that book, to sell that book. Every day. Now there are Avrechim here that are suffering very much about Parnassa. Mamash are suffering. I told you, and I'm going to tell you that again. The book Briti Shalom, it's the most important book that came down to this world. It's going to fix the inner part of Shalom Bayit. People cannot have Shalom Bayit without that book. The inner power that a person is going to change himself is by that. You don't have Parnassah, read the book Briti Shalom. And if it's not going to help you, you should start praying half an hour or 1 hour until you're going to have that merit that you will not going to have no lust at all. And if you will not going to have no lust, you will not going to have no problem of Parnassah ever. Person is suffering from his boys, so much suffering. You could save yourself from all of that suffering. He sees that his kids are not being attracted to Torah. They don't like to pray. You yourself done that. You are the one to blame. You gave them a body that doesn't like the Torah, that is not attracted to Kedusha, to holiness. Until you're going to pray on every son, every day, half an hour on each son, you're going to fix. You gave him a contaminated body, now you need to fix him, to purify his body. It's your job, by prayers, by tefillot. The work, the job is only Briti Shalom. This is the only job. This is the most important book that came down also in Chinuch Yeladim. If a person gave his son a holy body, this is it. Instead of working with him for years, 50 years to educate him, you gave him, educate yourself that you're going to be holy, and this is it. You won't have a headache. You will not going to need to educate him. He will educate you to learn how to run after Hashem Yitbarach. You didn't have the merit. He will have it. It's not allowed not to learn from that book daily. Oilo to the person that is not listening to me. He will cry tears of blood in this world, and if not in this world, in the world to come. That he lost it. That he wasn't learning from that book. Everyone should learn to remember. By learning that book, you're going to be totally clean. And everyone that starts to pray on that, he sees that as much as he's praying, the eyes see, the heart desiring. You should know it's going to take you for years that the eyes are going to see and the desires, but don't worry. Those half an hour are standing and protecting you. Until you're going to be totally pure, don't worry. You're going to go through a lot. And it's going to take you years and years and years. And don't expect that after 2 months or 3 months you're going to be clean. But you should know that if you kept that half an hour every day, you made it. And continue. Baruch Hashem, that you don't have no lust to your wife in the house and outside, that you will not going to have no defects in your eyes and not in your thoughts. Almost every, and so, and then you can find yourself that day went almost perfect. It's very good. Remember where you came from, how was every day going through before. Say thank you. I hear Avrechim that they don't have panasa, they don't have bread in the house. It's a waste of time of every moment not sitting and learning that book. It's a basic tikkun, something very important. If not Beriti Shalom, you can say Shalom to the house, bye bye to the house. Hashem gave me that wisdom to understand, explain that verse in Bereshit. Ve'eli shech tshukatech ve'hu yimshol bach. I never saw it in no place in the world, and Hashem gave me that wisdom. And when a person is cleaning himself so much, his wife is attracted to him, but he also going to have, when he's clean, he's climbing to a certain level that he's going to have the ability to control her lust also. And he will have the ability to control her, to pull her only to holy places, that she will not going to have a desire for bad things at all. Hashem gave me that merit only to understand that only after a huge effort for years of praying, of working and prayers, and a person should pray on that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that not only his desire going to be in his hands, also the desire of his wife, that he's going to be able to help his wife to get over all of her stupid lusts and desires. That the person going to pray on himself, that he's going to have a clean day. And I should know it, that with all of the prayers, still the eye see, the heart desires. Don't think that if you pray, this is it. You achieved it and now you're clean. No, it's only that slowly, slowly, with the years, you're going to be able to manage with that lust and to get over it. But don't think. But really, to have a pure day, a clean day, this is something that takes time. I see that there are a lot of parnasa problems. And I wanted to talk a complete shiur only on that, on parnasa for Avrechim. So in the beginning of the year, we want things. A lot of Avrechim are asking me what we should do about parnasa. And they want to do 6 hours it, but they do daily on parnasa. And daily to pray on it. What to do? All very good. But after everything that you're going to do, you have money? Yes. If not, go to work. Money you should bring. So what is the job? What you're going to work in? Hafatzah. Go out. You don't know how to bring Horaot Keva? Take books. We're going to ask from Frida to reduce the prices of the books. Took 10 books. It's huge parnasa. It's a very good parnasa. Sell 10 books. Sell 20 books. It's a good parnasa. You don't have a choice. All right, you prayed. But you see that you have to have, you have to be realistic. If you don't have parnasa, you need to bring money. You cannot live in imaginations. If still you're praying and you don't have the money, means that you don't have the vessel to find parnasa with no effort at all. Hashem is giving the parnasa, but why you should work? We should work to create forgiveness on all of our avonot. So if you see that you don't have parnasa, means that you need to work. You need to have that kaparat avonot. I'm also praying on parnasa. I'm also going and doing afatsa. What can I do? The world of Torah, there is a huge war on it. There are kolelim that mamash have difficulties. That kolel been closed, and that kolel also almost closed. Every kolel, I came out of huge pain to heal, because a lot of avrichim came to me that they don't have places to learn in. Kolelim are not giving money at all. Here, with the kindness of Hashem, somehow we can manage. So I told that avrich, I'm sorry, I don't know. How can I bring more avrichim? And how can I stop people from coming and learning Torah? We have to find a way. Maybe through the Horaot Keva. It's right. The yeshiva cannot afford it. We cannot take things that we cannot stand in them. We have to stand in our obligations. That's we're going to sign avrichim, register them, and not going to be able to pay. We wish that we're going to have the ability to take all of Am Yisrael on ourselves. But everyone can take himself. Everyone that is talking to you, you should tell him, come, take books, take CDs, take Horaot Keva, and go and do afatsa. Bring him, you can bring your income. You're also going to buy your world to come. And everyone that you gave him the book, you distribute the books of faith to him. You can never imagine the world to come that you're going to have. You cannot understand what's going to be. So huge. And it's hurting us very much to see avrichim that don't have money for rent. But from the other side, what can I do? I'm telling you about myself. I was, in the beginning of my tshuva, I was selling tefillin and mezuzot. And I was praying on it. And I was doing the best that I could do. And I was doing a certain hishtadlut. A person have to bring money to the house. If I would have hafatza back then in those days, books to sell. And also then I was doing. I was going with a suitcase with books of Likutei Moran, was huge books. Not like today that the books are running from one end to the other. I was doing hafatza, I was doing hishtadlut. I was doing my hishtadlut. A person have to find his place. You cannot do nothing else. Have to be realistic. You want to bring panasa with no effort? Do that. You reach that level. Great. That you can just pray. But not live in imaginations. It cannot be that a person is going to come to the day of paying the rent and he will not going to have the money. It cannot be. You see that the money didn't come. What, you have that confidence that it's going to come into your hands? Try that 1 month, all right. If you saw that you failed, what are you going to do next month? You have to bring money. I want people to go out from their imaginations. It's imaginations. A person has to be realistic. There is reality. If you're not in the level that the bounty is coming into your hands with no effort, you have to work. So it's better for you that you're going to go out another 1 hour and go and waste another hour, and you're going to come back that you're going to have the ability to learn a few hours every day. It's better than to live in imaginations and to learn all day, and in the end you're going to fall from everything and to fall into debts and everything. Oy vavoy. Have to put a certain effort doing something. Also in prayers you should pray on it. And also in the reality, you have to do something. It's true that prayer, that a person by prayer, he's building the vessels. It's all good and pretty. But you should check if you have those vessels or not. Rabbeinu is saying that prayers are building the vessels. It's a complete truth. We're not chas shalom. Of course that what that our Rebbe wrote, and how we can bring the bounty, by the words are the vessels to contain the bounty, to receive the bounty, by prayers. But if you see that it didn't come, you have to do a certain effort. All of that subject of distributing the books, from heaven they want you to go out. If a person... if a person... really, they would know that a person really going to go to do hafatzah every day, he would receive money even without going to the hafatzah, because he's going to continue. Bor Olam is stopping the Shefa to come into our hands because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to go, to knock on doors, to talk to people, to distribute those books. And the mitzvah of hafatzah, there is no other mitzvah that is coming even to the soul of the shoe of hafatzah. By one book that you gave to a person, you saved the person's life. You saved his life. There is no charity that's going to be close to the soul of the shoe of tzedakah of hafatzah. A person gave tzedakah to hafatzah, he know that he made kindness. It's going to increase the hafatzah, and it's going to make the light of hafatzah, of faith, to grow in the world. And there is no
generosity.
Charity that is bigger than that. I came to talk on that subject. Of course, that the limud of the Torah is very important. It's the purpose of all that we're going to sit and learn Torah. But a person have to bring parnasa to the house. So have to learn on the book Briti Shalom, that in the end going to build the vessels. But a person should know, if he's not going to be strong to go to distribute, to make hafatzah, he will always going to have difficulties in hafatzah. The hafatzah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is stopping the parnasah because he wants people to go and to talk to people and to give parnasah. What can we do? The HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs soldiers to distribute the books. So if you don't want, you will not going to have money. What? You're going to go to work? Go to work for a few shekels? I don't know, people are walking in falafels, in pizzot, instead of standing and selling books, distributing books. A wonderful place to make distribution is in hospitals. And people can make a lot of souls over there. And it's true. Really, I'm telling you, believe me, that me, for myself, Hashem gave me that wisdom. And I was going alone. I didn't have chavruta, I didn't have a car. I was going to Tveria with buses. Until Tveria, few buses, where I had to change buses. I would said Shi'ur in Tveria, in Shchunat HaTikva in Tel Aviv, and then from there, in Bnei Brak, taking another ride or a taxi or something, going to give Shi'urim. I was doing it all. In books, I was taking few books that I'm going to sell. Likutei Moharan, Likutei Tfilot. I would go. Ask him. You can ask Kobi Levi. I was coming in bus or in taxi. I was walking. Or I was hitchhiking. I had a lot of places. I would go to say Shi'ur in Chulon. I was going to give a shiur in Kikar Struma. I was going in taxis, didn't have a car, I was going in a taxi. I was giving a shiur and I didn't have a car. I didn't have a helper, someone that's going to take me, that's going to take the books with me. I would go alone. I'm telling you that you're going to understand. A person have to have Mesirut Nefesh to bring Am Yisrael closer to the Kedusha. If you want that something going to open for you in Parnasa, you should be strong in Hafatza. I need soldiers. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs soldiers. What do you want? That you're going to have Parnasa and you're not going to work. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking your Parnasa, that you're going to start working, distributing the books. A person have to have a certain order in his life, that he's sitting and learning, doing it bodedut and doing Hafatza. Have to save Am Yisrael. Have to save Am Yisrael. People are coming to me from all places. And they're telling me, this is the book, this is it. People came to me, a Jew came to me, told me, I read the book, I throw away the iPhone and I started to put tefillin. So I'm asking you, please, I know the time is short. You have questions maybe. I told you, I wanted to give a longer shiur on Limud HaTorah. All of those preparations that we talked about, that we're going to have the Mary to sit and learn, like we said. They're thinking now about someone that's going to help. How to help the guys that goes to do Hafatza? They have it cost a lot of money, the fuel and all of the expenses of how to go to those cities, to those places. So I want to have an avrech that's going to write the names of the ones that are going to do Hafatza. If they went with Shefa, great. But if they came with a small amount, that he going to tell them and going to give Arav the names, the hours that they went out, and if they didn't give, brought a lot of income, so Arav going to help them with Parnasa, going to find a way to give them money. Looking for someone that's going to sign that list. Went for 3 hours, went for 4 hours. And we're going to make a certain gemach for that. Rav Brody is saying that before that he was going to United States to do Hafatza, he was doing a lot of Hafatza in Eretz Israel, and he said that he was going to Barzilai, I think it's a hospital, I think that it is, and he was going to that hospital, and he said that he was going to that hospital and distributing books over there, and mamash, he knew all of the managers of all of the machlakot departments and the doctors of all of the departments, and was mamash, and there is no people, soldiers, that's going to distribute in those places. And everyone can take a place like that and to work daily in that same place. In Batei Din, you can go and distribute the book Garden of Peace. In Batei Din, people come to divorce and sell them those books and save lives. Do that.
Ich bin dann in der Charlie-Gefühls, weil ich nicht so viel. Was ich uns sehr dabei, ich kann schon viel. Als zwei, was ich in der Zeit habe, das ist.
Someone asked the Rav, on the computer there is a button that if you're pushing on that, you can erase all of the information from before. Do you have that you can erase your history in the brain of the person also?
Yeah, I can do that.
The book Briti Shalom, they're talking about the book Briti Shalom, that need to give it to everyone, even to young people, 15 years old or so. It's also good to give them the book for the bachelors, for the Ravakim, also good for them. Also in Shtiblachim, it's good to go to Daf Atzah. Shtiblachim, it's a huge source of
Right. Thank you very much.